Yo, here's another exclusive from the Tony Scott Morning Riot Show. 107.5 WGCI, Tony Scott in the Morning Riot, and in the studio is none other than the Pied Piper of R&B, the best R&B artist, hands down, in the game today. Chicago's very own. R. Kelly in the building. Kells!
Hands down, I like that.
Hey,
pop.
We say that, man. Hands down. We always say that on this show. Nobody got the R&B game on lock like you do. As a matter of fact, you were voted the top R&B artist of the last 25 years. How did that feel, man?
Man. That felt good, but what really feels good is when I heard about, I've been in Africa for like 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm.
Really?
I just got back, you know what I'm saying? Thank God landed on the ground and everything.
Yes, sir. But, yes, sir.
You know, I'm flying on September 11th. You know, I'm like, man, I'm really shaky. Everybody know me. Know I don't
if
like
anybody
flying.
Had a move, right. You don't even like planes. Jumped right. On them, huh?
Man, let me tell you something. I was ready to tackle everybody.
Why
on
do you have a phobia of planes? I didn't know that.
Oh, baby, I had a few bad experiences back in the days on planes. You know what I'm saying? So... I'm very scary when it comes to planes.
And then you, not only that, you're going to jump on a long flight to Africa. Man. What was that?
12, 13 hours?
Like, man.
Well, you know, when they offered me to come to Africa and do the show, I kept putting the price up, hoping they would say no.
No, we have the money. Yes, we have it. We have the money.
We're just going to give you Zimbabwe. Yes. Just get over here and Zimbabwe is yours.
And R. Kelly, how do they treat you in Africa? Like, do they go nuts? Do the girls go nuts? Do they speak different languages?
Oh, no, it's really ridiculous over there. You know, you got 4,000 or 5,000 people waiting on me at the airport. It's ridiculous. You know?
Yeah.
Wow. I know what was cool.
I got footage to prove it, man. I ain't not lying. It's like when we were kings, like when Ali went to Africa.
Wow.
I said, I'm not going to Africa until I'm that big. You know?
R. Kelly's I know what was cool.
I know what was cool about being over there. When you did the song in tongues, you actually could have somebody get up there and be like, blah 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 blah.
They actually knew what I was talking about. I didn't even know what the hell I was saying.
I gotta ask you this question, man. How is the recovery from the throat surgery coming? How's your throat?
Oh man, it's great. I'm at like 99%. So you know that 1%, it'll be here in a day.
You know, like a 99% R. Kelly sounds better than like 99% of the artists out here.
Well,
man.
That's your bread and butter. So if that, God forbid, was to go away, because I know you were scared of that.
Was it scary?
Hell yeah, it was really scary. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the Love Letter tour, towards the end, I started feeling, I thought I had a cold, but... Man, I had like a cyst big as a golf ball on my tonsil.
Damn.
You know, and the doctors, you know, they cut it out, though. They took care of me, man, really good.
Well, what I was going to ask was, because that is your bread and butter, what would be something you'd fall back on if R. Kelly had to find a new job?
Ain't no such thing as falling back. It's about bouncing back like round ball. That's what I do.
What would be the other thing? Say you could never sing again. What would it be?
I can't imagine it. Can you? Seriously, I can't imagine. I've been in this business 22 years. I've been doing it. I've been going hard for 22 years. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing out there that I can imagine R. Kelly doing other than singing, producing. If I can't sing, I'm going to produce. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can't produce, I'm going to write. You know what I'm saying? I am a circus.
Mm-hmm. Hey, check this out now. I know you were recovering from the throat surgery. What was the nurse's station like? I know they was buzzing me like going there. R. Kelly needs sponge bath. R. Kelly needs his medication. I'm volunteering.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the name of the hospital? Northwestern?
Yeah.
There's some really, really pretty nurses in that. Yeah. I was acting a little extra around.
You know what I'm saying? I need more jello.
I was acting a little extra.
I need more jello.
Rob. Interns, you know.
Rob.
Massage my throat.
Rob, I got a question for you, man. What's your unicorn? Like, what's the one thing in music that you want to achieve or do musically or whatever that you just haven't been able to do yet, whether it be time constraints or you just ain't had your mindset right to do it yet? What's your unicorn in music?
Oh, man. I've accomplished quite a bit here, young fella. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if I could have one wish in music, I'm on mission Benjamin Button right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to turn back
to young, right.
You know what I'm saying? I just did the whole Love Letter joint, you know, and everybody thinking, oh, well, that's the direction he going now. No, that was
flip
a moment
script.
In time.
Right.
Just like Ignition and Bump and Grind and all this stuff was a moment in time. Got his black panties out. Oh, did I get out?
Yeah, you did.
Y'all heard it here first.
Black panties. Yes, sir. The best, the best you can have.
Wow.
You know, it's the new 12 play. And I'm
what?
I'm
it's the new 12 play? Because that's my favorite album.
Hey, hold on. That's strong.
That's my favorite album. So please, don't say it's the new 12 play unless it's the new 12 play.
That's strong. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. 12 play right now is still recognized as like the top R&B album.
I took two trips to the clinic off 12 play.
I mean, how did you feel to have that record be, you know, that old as far as your career is concerned, but still, like, recognized universally, like, ain't nothing touched 12
That's strong,
and all
yeah,
that time.
Yeah, man, they all in Africa. Oh, Kelly, 12 play. My favorite.
That's
album.
Strong.
You know, I'm like, dude, I'm coming back. I got another one. Black Panties is coming. I got y'all.
So then if it's like 12 play, what is the first single going to be? And what would you compare it to? What song on 12 play?
It's called 10 Minutes.
My man over here.
I took two numbers off. It's called 10 minutes, yeah.
I said to the 12 play, I'm going to get it done a little quicker because I got to get to the studio.
Yeah.
I'm going to just bust you off in 10 minutes.
I got to go to work.
Can you do me a favor? Because 12 play is like one of my absolute favorite albums. Can you promise right now on the record, being Chicago's very own, DJ Phantom is your official DJ.
Yeah.
Can you break the first single in the entire nation on our show, please?
She's putting you on the spot.
That's
I really
problem.
Am.
Y'all got my billboard out there. I heard y'all got me
out
there.
You promise?
I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Bigger than that.
All
Why
Chicago.
Should not do that?
So, yes, Nina, I promise.
Absolutely, Nina. I
That's
promise.
Strong,
yes,
man.
Thank you. I'm excited right about here. That.
What, what's
thank
your,
you.
What's to you, and you made a lot of hits, man, a lot of baby-making music, a lot of stuff that got brothers in child support court right now. Look, what is your greatest song to in your mind that you've ever done?
I got to say a song that never really was a single. My greatest song, and I'm telling you, and I always tell people this, I got three kids myself off the 12 play album.
Yes, sir.
I would say,
you say your damn self.
I would say Seem Like You're Ready. For me, that's my personal favorite.
Wow.
As if I didn't even do it. When I listen to it, I don't even feel like that's me. That's
you wonder, like, where the hell was I at that day? What zone? You know what was I on that
Who
day?
Wrote that? I mean, you know?
Was there a particular female you were thinking of, envisioning when you wrote that song? Because I would feel like the damn woman.
Actually, that was a few females I was thinking of. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm here.
It's
I'm here
Kelly you talking about, man.
You know, but I did seem like you're ready.
Hey, seem like y'all ready right after this session is concerned, man. Yes, sir. I want to ask you about, you know, a little drama out there with your man Trey Songz kind of came at you a little bit.
Junior.
Junior. And, I mean, you kind of handled it like, I'm not
right
on some Jay-Z. I'm not going to run down the hill and holler at a little homie like that, but... How do you feel? How did you feel about that situation with the young man coming at you?
I was pretty numb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel those type of things, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like I'm bulletproof when it comes to beef. Mm-hmm. I don't deal with beef. I love steak.
Do you think you're bulletproof more because of all of the different things that have happened to you dramatically, things that you've been through?
Absolutely.
Do you think that that's really what it is? Like, I've been through, like, the worst, people thinking the worst of me, going through all that, and now I'm the thicker skin and these things are petty to me?
Actually, I feel like struggle toughens your armor. You know what I'm saying?
Steel sharp as steel.
You know, when you was a soldier, you gotta go through to get through. You know what I'm saying? And when you get through, you get to. You know?
Hey, so who in your eyes are some of the young guys in the game right now that when Rob steps back, you know, when you in Vegas with your sold out show in Vegas every night?
Yeah.
Who are some of the young guys you think are next in this game?
I absolutely think that. What's the guy? I know Trey Songz is a guy that if he keeps with the hits and he humble himself a little bit more, he will definitely be one of the runners up.
Mm-hmm. What about Chris Brown as far as
Chris Brown is already there.
He a beast.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's a humble guy. Chris Brown used to come to my studio when he was 13, 14, 15, and 16.
Did you see it at that time that he was going to be as big a star as he was? Did you see anything
Absolutely.
At Chris Brown then?
I used to lecture him all the time with Wayne Williams, DJ Wayne Williams. But I tell you one thing, I got the utmost respect for Chris Brown. My hat goes off to him because why? He got in the studio, he did what he's supposed to do, and he bounced back like round ball.